Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
New year, new house. We have apps if you're interested in remodeling your house.
And I will show you how I remodeled my mom.
And happy 10th birthday, iPhone.
It's iOS Today time. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, work with one that has your best interest in mind. Use Rocket Mortgage for a transparent, trustworthy home loan process. It's completely online at quickenloans.com/iOS today. And by Eero. Why settle for just a Wi-Fi router when you can have a brilliant, hyper-fast, super simple Wi-Fi system? No more buffering, no more dead zones. Finally, Wi-Fi that works. For free overnight shipping, visit Eero.com. And at checkout, select overnight shipping and enter the code iOS today. iOS Today, the show where we cover iOS, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Apple TV. Actually, I'm going to include AirPods now in the mix, right?
Oh.
That's really something that goes with iOS devices.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in the mix. This is the show where I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney.
We will show you great apps, give you tips, talk about news, and today celebrate a birthday.
Yes, a birthday. We'll get to that later. But yeah, this is my first show back. I'm almost all in one piece.
Welcome back. We should explain that strange mark on your nose.
Yes. A ski in the goggle accident.
Oh, and you got a black eye briefly,
right? I had a black eye. Yeah. That's healing up. So nobody punched me. Not Leo. Not Jason Howell. No one.
Why would you say that? Why? Why would you go there?
I don't know. Someone might be wondering that.
Why would anybody... I hope nobody would think that either Jason or I would punch you.
No, no. No one would ever think that.
But that is going to get better?
I hope so. I don't know. I've been putting some vitamin E on it, okay. You know, all the good things. So, yeah, I'm back.
You had an eventful trip to Montana.
Yeah.
That's where your husband's family is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You go there every year.
We do. We drive there from Petaluma.
Wow.
In
How
the
long
snow.
Does it take?
It takes 2 days, yeah. So 2 full days of driving.
Are the kids at the point where they go, no, or they still enjoy it?
They enjoy it, yeah. And there's a lot of, they're plugged in most of the time.
So they're just watching
movies
the whole time.
Yeah, we have lots of iPads, lots of external batteries. We listen to some podcasts
as well.
Do you
do connectivity? Do you have internet in the car or?
No, but you don't need it anymore. Netflix lets you download. Amazon Prime lets you download, plus all the movies you buy from iTunes. It's amazing what you can do in the car these days.
We, of course, flew back to see my mom and Lisa always says, okay, I'm downloading 5 movies or whatever and content. And I always kind of laugh. And then when we're on the plane, I'm really jealous because she's got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to talk a little bit later about my visit to my mom because I did some stuff for her, got her set up a little bit. But the topic of the day today
is remodeling. The other thing that a long car trip is good for, actual conversation. You know, my husband and I, and we're like, what are we going to do? Our house isn't big enough. We have, you know, 3 kids and 3 bedrooms. And so we thought maybe we should remodel. Maybe we should add on
Exciting.
To our house. So we might do that.
Cool.
And so you humored me and let us do this whole episode on apps. And I got a lot, I tweeted out, I got a lot of responses, serious responses and joking responses. Lindsay Turrentine from CNET recommended 7 Cups, which is an anxiety and depression app.
She's obviously done a remodel.
It's caused directly.
Yeah. And actually, my app cap will help you too when you do that remodel. 7 mm-hmm. Cups. I've never heard of
which
that.
I checked it out, and like it's real therapists, and it's also just listeners. So if you you know, you want to say my husband's driving me crazy, I signed up, and I've gotten like 12 emails with subject lines such as "Are you okay?"
So is it email or is it, looks like it's a chat bot.
It's a chat bot, but I've gotten emails because I didn't actually connect with a therapist or anything. I was just checking it out.
Right.
So they will follow up.
They should, actually. That's one case where I would support that as opposed to like, hey, you didn't buy that dress you put in the shopping cart. What are you going to do? Right. This is serious.
Yeah.
Maybe you signed up because you were depressed and they want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah. And I believe in online therapy. It's great. It's if you can't afford or you don't, there's still some stigma, but there's some issues with online therapy too. Right. I know we've read in the news recently because, you know, there's court reporting. As a therapist, you have to, you know, if someone's endangering themselves or others, you have to report that. But a lot of these sites, they're all anonymous, and
right.
so they can't.
Right.
So, yeah, just, but let's get to the remodeling your house instead of remodeling your brain.
Before we do, though, I can't help but notice that you must have had a very good Christmas because you are wearing the Hermes double tour band on your brand new Apple Watch.
Yes. I don't know how much they actually cost.
I hope I didn't buy that.
You did not buy this. And this
I
is
bought the
a,
watch.
This is a $24 version.
Oh,
this
nice.
This is a knockoff. And it has not turned my arm green. Cartice, I think. I was looking for the link. But you can go on Amazon and see. Tanya got a black one, almost similar, very similar looking.
So Hermes charges for the double tour hundreds of dollars, right?
I think it's thousands. I feel like it's $3,000 or something. But I don't. The watch comes with it. And everything. Yeah. I didn't get an Hermes bag. I didn't get all the things Rene Ritchie got when he got it. But $24, I think, is pretty good.
I have of late been purchasing more non-Apple bands. And the good news is Apple didn't patent that lug that they used to attach to the Apple Watch. So there are lots of choices. Mm-hmm. Some of them are junky, but some of them are pretty good looking. And, man, it does make you think Apple's slightly overcharging for their branded bands.
I do think that. I mean, this isn't as soft. It doesn't feel as good as I've had the leather band, the modern leather band, and this doesn't feel as soft. Yeah. But, you know, if you switch pretty often. But no, you did not pay for this, and neither did I pay full price for it.
Oh, you got a deal?
Well, $24.
Well, that's full price.
Full price for a knockoff, yes.
For a knockoff.
No, I did pay Hermes. My own dollars for this
Cartier's
band.
I don't mind. I just.
Well, you know what? You actually did pay for it because you gave me this nice Amazon gift card for Christmas. So you did pay for it. Thank you.
$24. We give every employee $24.
Actually, $23. I had to pay the extra buck.
No, I wanted to call attention to that because it's actually quite fashionable. Looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's get remodeling.
So Pear is an app that was recommended by Eduardo Miranda. Thank you, Eduardo, for recommending Pear. It lets you use augmented reality to manage furniture in different spaces.
Neat.
So
this guy actually does this for a living. He says he's an architectural visualizer.
Oh.
Maybe I misread the tweet, which wouldn't be the first time. I find tweets quite cryptic.
So let's switch over to the Apple TV.
You can do it over here.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So let's take a look at the Pear app.
I think it's the other way.
Oh.
I saw it over the other
side. Oh, no, that was another one. This is the Pear app for the P. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can look at rooms in this if you want. They still have Christmas.
God, these are ugly. Oh, I like that. See, I'm a more traditional knotty pine paneling leather chair kind of guy.
This thing? That's your... So you can view this furniture in your space. So
it's a $1,600 sofa. Of course.
Let's see what it looks like.
Stand and rotate.
And, right there.
Oh,
so
neat.
Which do you like?
Let's get the sofa in there. I think that would really help the studio.
Okay, we'll put it right
so there's
there next
a
to the
kind
table.
Of a cube that shows the volume of it.
Yeah.
And then when you place it, whoa, here it comes. Watch out. You're going to get run over by a sofa.
Why
you just got run over.
Did that.
There's some sofa slippage happening. You know, I think what it doesn't understand is that our studio floor is level.
It might be the lights, too. So it should appear there.
It's fetching it from its cache of sofas.
Distance 9 feet.
So you don't normally see an abstract cube. You would see the sofa itself.
Yeah, you would see the sofa. Maybe I do.
I love how it's coming closer. The sofa's stalking you.
Augmented reality is scary.
It's in the house.
Of course, this worked before.
It did. You put a coffee table on Burke. Just right before the show began.
I did.
It's clearly got to load that
maybe
image.
Maybe I'm not holding it steady enough.
From its database? No, I don't think that's it. I think it's an internet problem.
Okay.
We have those problems from time to time.
Okay.
Try another object.
Let's try
a smaller object.
Okay, go back.
Maybe a little side table.
Please select a model. I'm trying to select a model. Okay. Calibrating, hold steady.
Whoa, hey. Demos.
First, add a
They're
product.
So much fun.
Okay.
Okay. Oh!
Okay. Okay. Let's maybe... Okay.
Something small. Do the little side table there.
Okay, let's do the side table.
Yeah. Do you have to pick it?
Okay. There we go. And now it's... Okay, there it
There's filling up. See, its volume is filling up. That means it's downloading. It wasn't downloading this so far, I think. And there you go. A 26-inch side table. Can you put it on the floor, or is it on the floor?
I think it's on the floor. I think that those checkers are the floor,
That's the floor,
right?
So it's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could use this. You know, we're always trying to figure out how something will look on our set. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we could replace that round one with that square one.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Pear app. And it lets you buy things, of course. I want to try that couch again. I think you really like that leather
I do
couch.
Like that couch. Oh, there it is. It finally downloaded.
We'll put it, and then John can sit on it.
So it's way back there, so that's why it's smaller. Mm-hmm. It's right there for you, John. Go ahead, have a seat.
Go have a seat in that couch.
Just relax. Enjoy. No, no, I think it's back a little. That's kind of cool.
All right, cool. The Pear app. So thank you, Eduardo, architectural visualizer.
Do you have to point that at my stomach? Is that... All right, Pear, P-A-I-R.
P-A-I-R. Okay.
Architectural visualization.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
House. Have you heard of House?
Love House.
House is very, it's the new hot thing.
Yeah.
House. H-O-U-Z-E.
It's like Dwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magazine of housing.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, innovative, interesting housing. I love House. It's kind of a Pinterest for... furnishings and houses.
Yeah, Pinterest, but just for, so you can make little, boards, or you can add make your own little things. So let's take a look. And you can add furniture, as you can tell.
Just one of the things I really enjoy, is you wouldn't think so, but I really, for some reason, I like this. I mean, I just browse. I'm a looky-loo. I don't buy anything, but.
So, look there. We can put this.
Oh, this does that too.
This does that too. Yeah. So,
do you like, a little sectional, huh?
Yeah. A sectional would look nice.
Yeah.
Right
not blue there. Velvet, but okay. Well,
I think people come. That's probably why no one's here today because they don't have a comfortable seat.
If we just gave the audience, how would you like that?
Yeah.
You know what I like about the sectionals? You got the chaise longue
mm-hmm.
right there.
So
you
I love the chaise longue.
Put your feet up, relax, read a good book,
mm-hmm.
listen to a good podcast. Put it right on the table. Make a little dollhouse here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a similar... That's
this is
one
an app from House?
This is part of House, but House does so much more.
I didn't know they did
so
that.
Much more.
Yeah.
So do
Again
you wanna...
with the belly. Okay. So these are sectionals.
Yeah,
there's one called the Marco. I think you have to buy that one.
Oh, yeah, did I miss that one?
Yeah.
Here's what the front page of House. You can
this
look
is what
through,
I like.
You like
yeah.
Look, yeah. yeah. It's like just...
Neglected mid-century gem. Mm. That's one way to describe me, actually.
You should build a house that looks like this to fit your mid-century gem.
I am a mid-century gem and somewhat neglected. Yeah.
You're not neglected.
No, that's cool. I like that. That's transformed in Palm Springs. See, this is what I like.
Is that where you're going to retire to?
You know, it's a kind of, it's a fantasy thing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Where you think, how would I like to live there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
this is actually, that front page mm-hmm. kind of says it all about my life. I am... The room on the right. I fantasize about being the house on the left.
Oh, this is what you are right here?
I am traditional, conservative, mm-hmm. you know, kind of New England style. And what I'd like to be is hip Palm Springs.
Oh, you're hip. You have heated seats on your toilet. That's hip.
I don't think that makes you hip.
It doesn't.
I think many nursing homes do as well. Scroll up. Let's see some more. I like this stuff. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Do you want to look at my idea books?
Show me your idea. Oh, so you can make an idea book.
That's my actual living room. Okay. Don't look at that.
So that's not the idea.
That's why we need to remodel to figure out what to do about. Look at those are my shoes.
Couches do kind of... Couches and dining room tables beg things to land on them and be left there, don't mm-hmm. they?
What do you think about
this? I like
this?
The kitchen island.
Yeah, I like that.
Look at those stools.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
We should build that. This is the Hanson residence.
That's a massive kitchen.
So, and you know, the people
who like
this.
She's even got a little desk. I say she... Because I'm a sexist pig. You could be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little kitchen office there on the mm-hmm. right. I like that.
And you can see people who like this photo also liked this.
Well, that's the view from above.
I guess it
is. Or is it a different? No, it's a different one because the seats. Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. I like the River Stone.
And this, and then I could, you know, I could draw on this, so I can draw
Islands
a picture.
Are all the rage,
here's
aren't
you,
they?
Leo, sitting in that chair.
Oh, that is me. That looks just like me. Yeah. You got to draw the belly, though, if you're really going to.
Here's me. We're sitting here. Aww. Someone's going to make us some food.
You could probably paste a picture in.
That's you nice. Could, probably.
Yeah. That's nice.
And I can save that in my idea book, or I can share it. House has everything.
Oh. Love it. Mm-hmm. It's for me, it's just fun. It's
yeah,
just, it's just fantasy. I'm not going to remodel or anything.
I know. We might not remodel either. I mean, frankly, I'd rather just buy a new house that was already looked like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's certainly the easy way to do it.
I was thinking we could add this to the studio.
Oh, I like this. Was a garage, obviously.
Yeah.
You can see garage door on the right, and they've turned it into a gym.
Mm-hmm.
That is really nice.
Because I'm thinking your office doesn't need to be as big as it is. We could turn it into a gym because you're only here, you know, you don't really use it that often. You're not there right now. Some people could be working out in there right now.
Yeah, but then you get sweat on everything.
That's
actually a really nice gym.
It
I
is,
like
isn't
that.
It? Yeah. I know. We could spend a lot of time in house.
Yeah. I turned my garage into a gym in my last place. But it didn't look like that. It looked like a garage with some barbells in there. That's about it.
It really never.
It never ends up like that.
Yeah. Right? When I was asking for tips, like friends of mine said, you know, just come up with a budget, triple it, and add $10,000.
Yeah. And you'll be close.
Yeah.
Oh, and add about 6 months to the projected time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I have my app cap. You're going to enjoy that.
Okay.
So is that it? No, there must be more. That's only two.
Well, of course, the one, you know, Renan Scheffer recommended Pinterest, which we all know about, but maybe you've forgotten. I had not really spent that much time with Pinterest lately. And so...
You can really find any category at Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking for furniture for my my apartment, I created a Pinterest page of ideas. Furniture and lights and things like that. It's really useful for that.
Right. So here I have the master bedroom. I like this exposed brick.
Me too.
And I like a little reading nook. Wouldn't you love a little reading nook like that?
We used to have one. The old house had one, remember?
I remember that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can share it. Everyone knows how Pinterest works. I thought I could write on it, but I guess I can't draw on this. So the house would be better for that. But if you want,
you
Pinterest.
Can't see the pen up in the upper left. There's a little pen there. No, that's just for writing comments. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're right.
But if you just want to, if you don't want to get distracted by all the other Pinterest stuff, then I suggest House, the one that we did before.
It is easy to get distracted. One moment you're looking at window seats, the next you're making jars of salad.
Exactly. And you can, but if you do like Pinterest and you already have boards, you can take the pictures from House. Isn't that
cute?
That's
a good choice. I like that.
Is
that a... That's
a little reading nook with a library.
Yeah, you could almost sleep there. Yeah. I guess you wouldn't want to sleep next to a window.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean.
Krampus may come and just steal you right through the window there.
Ooh. So Pinterest, you know about Pinterest. And you can, if you already have boards in Pinterest, you can save your house pictures in Pinterest.
Now, you can, because you're hip with it, answer a little question that Paul Thurrott and I have. Is it Pinterest or P-interest?
Pinterest, okay. Like pinning things. You pin things.
Okay.
P-interest?
Yeah. I just thought it might be.
I don't know how Mary Jo Foley deals with you two. P-interest?
That's a different board.
Okay,
entirely.
Zillow. You're familiar with Zillow.
Right? I use Zillow. You know, Zillow is a guilty pleasure because you can see what the neighbors paid for their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically how I use it.
Or your boss, for example. they have a remodeling area. And these are pictures from houses that were on sale. So,
that's neat.
So you can explore kitchens. This is called Digs. It's part of Zillow.
This is new. I didn't know this. Okay.
Do you want to look kitchens, bathrooms, landscape, entryways, deck?
I'm a fan of kitchens, but, you know, landscaping, I like to get ideas there, too. This is really great because you do need ideas.
Mm-hmm. And so look at this, the little dots there. Well, look at this little barn door. I'm going to take a look at that.
Okay, that's interesting.
You can see it. You can buy it.
We used to have that at the Screensavers, remember?
That barn door.
That sliding barn door. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
so you could just click and
I could buy it.
Takes me right
or
to
a small horse.
Rustica Hardware, where you can buy this five panel door.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Or do you like these cabinets?
Yeah.
Craftsman cabinet door. See a Dura Supreme.
Yeah.
You can buy those. And this is good because it gives you an idea of what you're paying for something. Well,
it lets you buy it right away too.
Yeah.
If you say, I like that. I actually, Alex Lindsay had this idea way back when. He said the way advertising should work is you know, if you're a camping equipment company, you should do videos about camping, but you should have little dots on all the things mm-hmm. and say, here's how you buy this stove. Here's how you buy this tent. Here's how. I think it's a great way to do
it. Yeah. Zillow. They're a great technology company as well. I mean, being able to get all of that information, all that data, yeah. and be able to harness it in the way they did.
It is so amazing.
This
isn't
is a smart thing that they've done, just being able to, you can, the paint. Oh, because you like that color? Oh, Sherwin Williams. There's the color.
Did they get purchased or are they still standalone?
Zillow?
I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Zillow digs. Now, none of these are really. If you're going to be doing the remodel yourself, I got some of those tweets when I asked about it. You know, you just need a screwdriver and a hammer. Like, I'm not involved in remodeling myself, but there are all kinds of apps that architects use that really measure things and so on. There's a guy at our house right now measuring our house. I said, does it have to be clean? He's like, no, it's all done in lasers. He's going to measure it all in
he
lasers.
He doesn't have to get behind the
No, the dirt
or
the shoes or the dog or anything. Just shooting lasers everywhere.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done it. It really is it's very accurate, and you mm-hmm. get, and then it also will build a 3D model of your mm-hmm. home automatically. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what. Do you have any? Or are you?
Well, I was thinking, and I don't remember the name of it. I should have prepped this more, but I didn't. You gave me this memory. When I moved into my apartment a few years ago, there was an app I used on the iPad that, instead of using lasers, just let me take pictures of the layout. It wasn't as accurate as laser would be, but it gave me a very good model of what the house looked like, or the apartment looked like, so I could then know, am I going to be able to fit this furniture in, things like that. The other thing I used, which I really like, and it came from one of the paint companies, is of augmented reality app. You know, one of the problems with looking at paint colors, and I'll warn you in this, they give you paint chips that are too small. And I learned this from our great friend Ray Maxwell. He used to do a show on the network
about jumping
mm-hmm. monkeys time. He said the way the fovea works in your eye, a small, and this is why when you look at a color and you say, oh, I like that color, and then you paint the wall, it doesn't look anything like it. It's not enough. So the best way, and I recommend this, is to get paint samples and paint. You'll see people do this. Paint swaths on the wall. You need something that's maybe 3 feet by 3 feet to really have a sense of what it's going to look like on the wall. So this program, and I think it was from Sherwin Williams. I'm going to see if I can find it. Did the same thing in augmented reality. You'd pick one of their paints, and then you'd hold it up in your iPad and say, fill this wall, and you could see what the wall looked like. I don't know if it's as good as maybe painting actual paint on the wall, because remember, the way the iPad's representing colors is by shining light at you as opposed to reflecting light off of a wall, so it is reproducing color differently. I don't remember the name of it. It was like Sherwin Williams. It was one of the paint companies. I think it was called Color Snap. Yeah, that was it, from Sherwin Williams. It's an interesting idea. Let me download it real quick. It's an interesting idea, but it gives you the chance to pick a paint from a chip, which, you know, you might look at that chip and say, oh, I like that color. But then when you put it on the wall, that's when you really have to decide whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, while that's down, or is
well,
it
already
done? Enough. That's it?
That's good enough. That's what it looks like right there.
Chad C. also recommended the Breathe app on your watch.
Yes, you'll need the Breathe app.
Yes.
I finally turned that off. It was really making me anxious to keep getting reminded to breathe, so I just stopped. I don't want it.
I found it was very useful in the long car drive to use, because breathe. I couldn't stand up. Like, it kept reminding me to stand up, and I was like, I cannot stand up because I'm in the car, but I can breathe.
I wish you could replace the stand up with breathe, but what you get is you either get both or you have to turn one of them off.
Mm-hmm.
But I like breathe. I think breathe is pretty good. So those are a couple. The idea is, as even with yours, is visualizing it is hard. So it's great. So getting ideas, but also being able to see what those ideas would look like in a real environment. That is one of the things the iPad's very, very good at, because mm-hmm. it has a great camera and a great screen. You can just hold it up and
right.
see.
And whether or not you're going to remodel, you might just enjoy looking at these apps. We don't know if we're going to remodel or buy a new home, but whether we remodel or buy a new home, we're going to refinance to remodel or need a new mortgage.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, you can.
I remember the name. They're so good. I remember I was reading about it, and I was thinking, I really wish I could use it. Oh, yeah, Rocket Mortgage.
Yes,
from Quicken Loans. Oh, they're a sponsor. Well, isn't that nice? That's kismet.
That really
actually,
is.
Quicken Loans is, if you look at the Rocket Mortgage page, quickenloans.com/iOS today, you'll see all the J.D. Power Customer Satisfaction Awards year after year, the best mortgage lender in the country. But they saw an opportunity because of people like us. They realized that the old way of applying for a loan, you know, going to a bank or a mortgage company, bringing bankers boxes of paperwork in, waiting weeks to get approval, callbacks, all of that stuff. And that's how it was for us the last time we got a loan for our house 3 years ago. It took 6 weeks. They said there's an opportunity here because this is a generation that wants to do everything online and they want it fast. So they created Rocket Mortgage. It's a powerful, fast, and very effective way to take the mortgage approval process and put it online completely. You will love this. Even if you're not in a hurry, you just go, you could do it from your couch. You go on your phone, your iPad, your computer. You answer a few simple questions. You can literally send them pay stubs and bank statements with the touch of a finger. They'll show you a lot of options if you want. They will tailor a mortgage product to meet your exact financial situation and your financial goals. You'll get approved online literally within minutes. Within minutes. It's just the best way to go. So if it is time to buy, or if you want to refi, take some money out of your house for, and a lot of times now it might, I get the sense interest rates are going to go up. Now might be your last chance to really lock in those very low rates today. Go to quickenloans.com/iOS today. Quickenloans.com/iOS today for Rocket Mortgage. They're an equal housing lender, of course, available in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org, number 3030. Quickenloans.com/iOS today. We thank them so much for their support of the Twit Network and the podcast. I think that this year they returned. We're happy to welcome them back in 2017. I think this year they're one of our biggest advertisers. They really realized this is where you talk to people who like to do things online. They found us.
Exactly.
All right. Shall we celebrate?
We should celebrate.
Did you get a cake?
I got a cake, but then, you know, we had those New Year's resolutions not to eat anymore for the rest of our lives. So, yeah, I threw it out.
So today, January 9th, 2007, exactly 10 years ago today, this happened. Let's take a look. Were you there? I was there.
Never We're introducing three revolutionary products.
Steve Jobs on the stage at Moscone Center.
Were you live
the first one.
I was not live streaming this one. I was sitting there with.
Is a widescreen iPod with touch controls.
Matt Men and Man, the Alex Lindsay, the Mac Break Weekly team. There I am right there. You can see me. That was very exciting because we expected something, a phone of some kind.
Yeah.
This we didn't expect. Widescreen iPod
is a revolutionary mobile phone.
Oh, there you now we're cheering. People get on their feet. So it's true. The rumors we've heard, they're true. A phone from Apple. He was such a showman.
And
so
the
brilliant.
Third is a breakthrough internet communications device.
Wait a minute, all three? What three products?
What?
This guy, he is missed, isn't he? I mean,
three
genius.
Things. A widescreen iPod with touch controls. A revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator.
Ah, now we're getting it.
An iPod.
A phone. I mean, I'm getting chills now, 10 years later.
These are not three separate devices. This is one device.
Oh, man. This is one of the moments I will never forget.
And we are calling it iPhone.
No one knew that's what they were going to call it. We suspected. Scott Bourne thought it would be called
today,
iPhone.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
And they did.
And here it is.
Now, he shows a silly picture, of course, of an iPod with a dial. Although now we know that wasn't so far off. That was... Now, close to what they considered a digital
dial. Really?
Yeah.
Actually, here it is, but we're going to leave it there for now.
All right. So he took it out of his pocket. He talks more about it. But I want to thank Patrick Delahanty because we have, and Patrick, How did you know, Patrick, that this was going to be such an important product? He saved the packaging and everything. This is the original iPhone. Patrick got a whopping 8 gigabyte iPhone.
Look at that.
And you know what Patrick did that I really admire? He's charged it up.
Whoa.
What?
Look at that slide.
What? Remember?
Unlock.
What? Slide to unlock.
It's still keeping the time.
Yeah, he set the time. There's no... Whoa. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Patrick. Fortunately, I have another one here. It's just... Okay. Patrick went just...
It's not cracked. It's fine.
Look at, though. He's been keeping it in this
box. We should see what happens if you put it in water, though, don't you think?
Yeah. I wonder if it's... Look at that. And remember, there was no App Store at the time. You don't see an App Store. Yeah. Actually, you do. He's updated it since.
But at the time, there was.
At the time, there was no App Store. It was all web-based apps. Yeah, give me the... look. Compare this. Okay, so this is the original iPhone. This is the latest. This is the iPhone 7 Plus.
Don't
right?
drop that one.
Compare the two. Wow.
Yeah, the edges, the screen.
It's gotten a lot bigger. But at the same time, a lot smaller.
Two.
Look at that.
You can fit two in there.
Two of them. It really is a big difference. There is the original iPhone. Patrick, I'm so glad you saved it. I actually saved mine as well. This is my original iPhone. So
no,
we have
they just called it iPhone. That one. It wasn't the one.
You don't call it iPhone 1 because it's the same reason they didn't call World War I World War I. They didn't know that we were hoping there wouldn't be a second one. I'm sure Apple
called the great iPhone.
Yeah, Apple hoped there'd be a second one, I'm sure. The great iPhone. The iPhone to end all phones. Actually, the story we learned subsequently of this amazing demo, which will go down in history as one of the great tech demos, right up there with Douglas Engelbart showing us the mouse in Windows for the first time. Is interesting because we've learned since from engineers that there were only a few, like two or three of these. They were very early prototypes. The phone didn't come out for 6 months, remember. It didn't come out till June. They were very early prototypes, and they didn't work at all. Very, very wonky. So the engineers who created the phone were sitting in the audience at the time, in that big audience in Moscone Center, and they had a bottle of booze, and they would each engineer, as his feature was demonstrated, would take a shot. He said we were all wasted by the end. But when his feature worked, they would take a shot because it really was touch and go. Steve knew exactly the path he had to follow. If he deviated at all, did one other thing that wasn't, it would crash. They had a second one ready just in case because they really fully expected the first one to die. But this is where Steve Jobs is a master. Did he seem at all nervous? No, he's fully in command. Brilliant guy. And he walked through that demo, and it went flawlessly. Didn't he order coffees from Starbucks? Was this that one? But if he does anything different.
Like the scrolling, that was just the.
This was amazing.
Yeah.
But we sitting in the audience, we had no idea that that the engineers had very little confidence that he could get through this without a crash. Mm. But he did.
Amazing.
Brilliant, brilliant man who is much missed. And I think no one, even in the audience, as excited as we were, look, he's going to play some music, had any idea how important this product would end up being. There's Steve's favorite band.
The touch really was amazing because that click wheel, never.
Wouldn't have done it.
You know?
Well, did you see the leak? Sonny Dixon, who's the Twitter leaker that has been very right on, leaked a video, kind of poorly shot video of the original, one of the prototype designs on screen, and it had a little click wheel. And we're very glad that they decided not to do that.
So there's a lot of coverage. We're going to talk to Stephen Hackett from 512 Pixels tonight on TNT about the 10-year anniversary. Stephen Levy from Back Channel has an amazing interview with Phil Schiller. Lots of content out there if you want to relive the last 10 years.
And thanks again to Patrick Delahanty. It survived the drop. I'm sorry. But I have
it
your.
It did survive the drop.
It did survive the drop. And
I'm sorry,
I
laughed,
iPhone.
Patrick.
And I'm going to borrow your 30-pin cable so I can charge my old iPhone. Because you know what's fun is to take these old devices and see what you were doing, you know, 10 years ago. Right?
We should read his text messages.
The old
aloud.
Pictures. He's updated his because I saw an App Store. I don't know if mine is updated or not.
But yours isn't charged.
Do we have a 30-pin charger?
Oh, yeah.
I would. You know what? We could charge it while we do the rest of the show, and who knows?
And see what's on there.
I would like to look at my old pictures. They'll be 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
The camera wasn't great on this. Look at the size of the camera.
Yeah.
Compare that. At least it's flush. Compare that to the size of the lens on the and there's two of them on the modern camera. It's about half the size.
Well, there were many years where the camera was not nearly as good as what you could get on, a Samsung or I guess the HTC phones or whatever.
Oh, no, Apple. This was the first, though. Remember, there was not, the BlackBerry had a camera, the Windows phone had a camera, but this changed everything. In fact, the story goes that the folks at Google who were developing the Android phone, and they already were working on a Google phone, threw out their designs when they saw that announcement. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, and they started from scratch, redesigned everything once they saw this. And I think that this changed the world. There's no question. So we've got a little power. I don't know if you can see it, but there's a little battery. It's almost empty. I'm surprised these batteries still work, frankly. I'll charge it up and we'll know in a few minutes.
What was the Palm Pre? I remember that was the phone that I really wanted. Was that post 2007?
No, that was... So all the Palm stuff was before the iPhone. The Pre was before the iPhone.
That had a camera on it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. There were camera phones. Like I said, Windows phones, BlackBerries had cameras.
The Pre was 2009. So I think it was a couple
of
years...
Oh, the Pre was WebOS.
Yeah.
But there were Palm phone devices, visors and so forth that had cameras. No, there were... The idea of a phone camera predates the iPhone.
Right.
In fact, much of the technology in here predates the iPhone. Mm-hmm. Touch was the big thing.
Mm-hmm. And the scrolling and the, just...
Well, the fact that it could even, look like a modern computer. The other thing to remember is that nowadays, thanks to the iPhone and the work Apple has done to get the manufacturing streamlined, many of the things in the iPhone, the accelerometers, the screens... the digitizers are easily available because, everybody's ramped up now. China can now make an iPhone clone easily. But none of that existed when Apple was doing this. Mm-hmm. This all had to be invented from scratch. There it is. It's buzzing. I have a notification. time to come home and change diapers, I think. 2007's calling. Look at that. Wow. I guess I had updated mine as well because I have the App Store on mine as well. But only one page. Oh, remember this keyboard?
Yeah.
Never could do my name very well. LAPO. See, it's already mistyped it. La Sport. Oh, it's fun to see that. But, in many ways, this is also kind of a... There's the product. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, it's hard to believe that it's only 10 years old, isn't it? I mean, just based on how much a part of our lives, like watching that keynote, everyone is sitting there watching the keynote. They're sitting up, whereas you watch a keynote now and everyone's got their phones here and they're all...
I know. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Everybody was watching.
Yes.
Well, that's a very
Nobody
good
was tweeting.
Point. I didn't even have a laptop in my lap. I was like, oh, I'll never forget it. It was an amazing thing. Watching Steve Jobs in his prime, there's nothing like it. No photos on here. I must have wiped it before I took it offline.
Mm-hmm. So some iOS news. The New York Times app removed from the App Store by Apple, but
in
the request
China.
In China, the Chinese version and the English version in China, removed by the request of China. Some people are upset about it. Other people are saying, Apple's not the only one that's kowtowing to China because they want to get into China. What do you make of this?
Well, it's not just China. Remember, LinkedIn has now been removed by both Apple and Android from the store in Russia. Mm-hmm. Now, in the case of Russia... They make what sounds like a credible case. The Russian law requires if you have a database of customers that the data itself has to be stored in Russia, which seems a reasonable thing. You could say, well, that's so the Russian government can subpoena it, spy on it, whatever they do in Russia can actually access that database. It doesn't have to go overseas to get that information about who's using LinkedIn. But you could also make the case that it's to protect the privacy of Russian citizens keeping their data inside Russia. So you pick. China is a little different because the New York Times app doesn't have data about its users. It's really a totalitarian government saying we don't want our people to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing new. I remember going to China in 2008 with Henry, and I think it was 2008, maybe it was a little earlier. Maybe 2006, there had been a rebellion in the West. The Uyghurs had revolted in the west of China. And, of course, there was a big news blackout in China. We knew about it. I was watching CNN. They have CNN in the hotel. I'm watching it. And all of a sudden, CNN goes black. It stays black for about 3 minutes and then comes back. And the censors had just kind of brute force snipped that story out.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, you're not going to be able to broadcast that. So that what that tells you is that CNN in China has a kill switch. The Chinese government could say, yeah, we're not going to show that. And obviously had prior knowledge of what was coming up because it wasn't like, oh, gosh, quick, flip the switch that went dark. So CNN and other companies for a long time have been cooperating with China in this regard. Even Google, remember, Google wanted to get out of China. I think ultimately did get out of China mm-hmm. for its search because of this. When you, the challenge is if you're a company in a country, we would ask any company in our country to obey our laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a U.S. company in another country, even if you disagree with the laws, I think it's you kind of have to. It's a very big challenge.
It really is.
It's a very big challenge. And I'm not sure I'd be mad at Apple. You know, the New York Times, was it the New York Times story? What the story about it does kind of imply that Apple volunteered to pull it.
Or that it asked Apple to not do that. Yeah, to put it back when it's really not their choice. I mean, yeah. One-fifth of their income, of Apple's income in the last quarter came from China. One-fifth. It's a lot. So it would be a lot to ask, hey, Tim Cook, like, why don't you violate this rules, the rules of China?
Yeah, you can't violate. I mean, if you're in a country, it would be the height of rudeness to violate the laws. You know, when people go to China and say, how can I use Facebook or Twitter in China? I usually tell them, well, there's ways you could use a VPN, but I don't recommend it because mm-hmm. you're a guest in a country. And I think in some respect, whether you agree or disagree, you should adhere to the laws mm-hmm. of the country while you're a guest of the country.
Right.
Well, I don't know. That's a challenge, isn't it? Because there are human rights a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Brandon at Sonoma Academy, the teacher Brandon, his daughter is there studying now, a part of a program to a free program that was given to some students to, I guess they want thousands of students learning Mandarin. So she's there on behest of the American government. And I said, how does she communicate with you? And he said, FaceTime. She has FaceTime. She doesn't have a Google. She doesn't have a Gmail address. She has some kind of different address. Like I was like, can she read the New York Times? And he's like, I don't think she's interested in reading the New York Times. But
I'll tell you, she can. And one of the things that's interesting in China, and this is from my own experience and what I've been told subsequently, is the Chinese government isn't so much worried about the elites. And so the elites, the technical people, the college kids in China know how to get around the Great Firewall of China. They can do it. They do it all the time. And they apparently do it without any risk of prosecution. What the government, I think, and I've been told, wants to do is keep the broad masses of people away from that information, the news that they might read about the Chinese government in the New York Times. And they're more concerned with that than worried about students, mm-hmm. like Brandon's daughter, reading the New York Times, especially mm-hmm. American students. I've been told, and you know, I'd love to hear from somebody who knows that the Great Firewall of China is routinely penetrated by people with technical skills and pretty much with impunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we do have a viewer, Rick, who used to update me regularly on what he can and can't get in China. So if you're listening or watching, Rick, hopefully you still can.
Nobody's blocking us.
Not yet.
We don't talk about anything that China would care about.
No. Yeah. No. LinkedIn, as you said, Evernote, Microsoft, they all censor. So it's not just Apple.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Well, Steve C. writes, I know Leo keeps talking about using AirPods with hearing aids.
As hearing aids.
Have you seen this app? Now, this is called it was formerly known as Hear, I think this app is.
Huh.
We have a link in the show notes to that. They don't have a name right now, but it looks like an app that will allow you to listen with superhuman detail and filters outside noise.
Oh.
Let's see if we can see that.
I'm going to install it right now. H-E-A-R?
Now in the App Store, it says the app formerly known as H-blank-blank-R. So I don't know what the deal is there.
Interesting.
But it's by Reality Jockey Limited.
So search for H-blank-blank-R. Will that work? Yeah, that makes it very hard to find.
Yeah. They are looking for a new name.
You know what? If you search for the app formerly known as,
it comes up.
Pops right up.
Okay. So now, what is it that you want? You want to use your AirPods as hearing aids?
Well, I'm sure there are lots of reasons why this wouldn't work. But think about it. Here, I'm going to put these in right now. So don't talk to me because I can't hear a thing you're saying. No, I'm joking. You're sitting across from me. So I'm going to put these in. And remember, they have microphones as well as the hearing stuff. And now I've been reading up on these. I'm told that when you're on the phone, it will pick one of the microphones and use just one. But what I'd love to see, and I don't know if you can even do this, is software that turns the microphone on all the time and plays what I'm hearing back through here. You might have a feedback issue. You'd certainly have a battery life issue. But that's basically what a hearing aid is. When you wear a hearing aid, it's got a little microphone on it, and it amplifies the sound and puts it in your ear. And they've got lots of software on these hearing aids to prevent. You remember grandpas used to whistle and feedback? They've got lots of software now. Never have any feedback at all on my hearing aids. But the problem with hearing aids, little tiny drivers in your ear, and they're not tuned for full frequency range. You would listen on music on a hearing aid, it would sound like a bad AM radio. They're tuned for just the very narrow spectrum of the human voice. Because really, that's what a hearing aid is to do, is to make it so you can understand people when they're talking to you. That's what most people want with a hearing aid. But I was a little disappointed. I had thought, well, maybe I'll be able to hear music, but it'll sound better. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You don't want to use your hearing aids when you're listening to music. But these have full frequency reproduction. They have good quality microphones. I mean, I wonder. Maybe that's a product for Apple. And they're a lot cheaper than hearing aids. Hearing aids are thousands of dollars. So anyway, I like these. You don't have yours yet.
I don't have them.
Yeah.
But I have a question that I've gotten also. What about wearing a hat? Have you tried to wear a hat with it?
Yeah. Well, I wore an Elmer Fudd hat on.
And it was fine?
On Twit yesterday, and it worked just fine. In fact, it helps. The flaps hold the ears in.
But does it use the microphone? Does it cover the microphone?
Well, you probably don't want to cover the microphone. I don't make phone calls much anymore, so I'll have to try and play with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm told Renee Ritchie says people can't tell if he's on Bluetooth or directly on the phone when he uses his. So I have to say they're very comfortable, even more comfortable than a standard Bluetooth earpiece. I could wear these around all day. They're smart. You can if I double tap it, I can talk to Siri, which is a little weird, but it works. Mm-hmm. I can play music. It is, a couple of negatives. Others have mentioned this. You can't turn it up and down on the hearing on the earpiece without using Siri. You have to go to the phone and use the volume control there. Play pause, same thing. You can actually change what double tapping does. You could make it play or pause if you want. But a lot of Bluetooth headsets have volume rockers, buttons, things like that. This has got nothing. It's just, on the other hand, very smart. When you take it out of your ear, music stops, put it back, music starts again. So that's an easy way to
pause it. That's key, because when I'm running and I see my neighbors, I have to always do this kind of thing.
And yeah. And the truth is, I can hear, these are not noise canceling, nor are they ear, sealing. I can hear you perfectly well with them in. I guess if I had them, I don't know. Let me see. Let me turn the music up really loud and see if I can still hear you. You know, I'm also curious if you can hear the music. So I'm going to turn this, this is all the way up. I might start talking like this, but you can't hear any music, right? Talk to me. Let me hear you.
I am talking to you now. You actually did buy this Hermes band. Thank you.
Can't hear a word you're saying.
You really can't hear me?
I can hear a little bit of it, but it does. If you have the music loud enough, you're not going to be able to hear people. Well, and the reason I mentioned that, especially for you with runners, it's a bad idea to wear headphones while you're running. You can't hear a car come up behind you, right?
The sealed headphones, yeah.
Yeah. You want to be able to, but these, I think if you weren't listening too loud, they'd be fine. I mean, I can hear you talk now. Mm-hmm. And so I think they'd actually be good for runners. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about the ear sweat is what I'm worried about. Ear sweat is real, Leo.
Ears sweat?
They do.
Wow, I need to work out more. I don't think my ears have ever sweated.
Really?
No, but I actually sweat might drip into your ear.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if the ear, I don't know. That's a good question. Anyway,
we could spend hours.
Have you ordered these?
No.
Order them on my dime.
I will.
Order them. I want to know about ear sweat.
Okay.
And how they affect the iPad. Now, on Saturday on the new Screensavers, we had Kyle Weens on from iFixit. They did a teardown of this. Repairability, zero. Mm-hmm. They're glued, in fact, with a big chunk of glue. I was really surprised. They're glued together. They are not intended to be taken apart, not only for repairability, but frankly, recyclability is a concern with these, because even though these are ostensibly recyclable, they have the recycle logo in here. He's talked to recycle. You probably can't see it on camera, but it's in there. There's a little recycle like logo right there. He's talked to recyclers who said, I don't know how we would take that apart. We wouldn't know how to recycle that. Maybe Apple does. It's not a huge amount of plastic. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but a concern.
What did you think about? Because Kyle's kind of suggested he wouldn't buy them.
Well, he feels like it's bad for the environment. I don't plan on buying more than one of these in the next few years, so I don't think it's going to be a big landfill issue. Repairability zero, but frankly, I'm sure I'll lose these long before I have to get them fixed. I think they're great. I like them.
But your take on it was just tell the company, hey, make something that next time that could be recyclable if you can.
You know what bugs me is that Apple really sells this idea that it's environmentally conscious and all our stuff is recyclable. They even put the recyclable logo on there. But I don't know if that's actually the case. And we've talked about this before. All of their stuff, iPhones, Macintosh, laptops, are very difficult to recycle because they use so much glue and they're packed so tight and they're so specialized skills to take these kinds of things apart. And what Apple does, they show a video of Liam, the robot that can take it apart. But at no point do they say, yeah, we're using these now in vast quantities. We're recycling all the time. And no, they just kind of imply that. So I think Apple's is less than completely forthright about what they're doing. And I think they need to pay more attention to recycling, not just lip service.
Well, and the difference between the iPod and the iPhone and an iPad, ostensibly, you could reuse it for a lot of different uses. I mean, you could reuse that old iPhone for something. I mean, you could use your
old
iPad.
It's not being recycled. It's I'm still, this iPhone is...
You're using it as entertainment.
It's entertainment.
But, an old iPad you could use as a security camera, or an old iPhone you could use. You could reuse them, or you could sell it to someone
who... I encourage them. I mean, that's why we have that advertiser. We encourage people to use Gazelle and mm-hmm. pass it on. And I always hand down my old stuff, as you know. Mm-hmm. I hope that it'll get reused.
But it's unlikely that AirPods could be used for anything
else. I don't think anybody's going to want my old AirPods. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe. Yours, maybe. But anyone else's, they probably
wouldn't. Tiny, tiny, tiny. And
right. I mean, if you got my old ones, they'd have ear sweat on them, so...
Somebody points out that sweat is the purpose of exercise.
It
if
is.
You're doing it right.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. George Wood writes with a sad horror. He calls it a horror story. He calls it a semi-horror story about getting my iPhone 6, which suffered from the iPhone 6S battery bug, getting it fixed and replaced. At the end of November, Apple support told me to wait at least a week before taking the thing in for repair because there were so many iPhones being returned in Europe. They had run out of new batteries to put in them. And this
Whoa.
Was a 6. Obviously, the problem went way beyond the 6S that Apple has admitted
wow.
to.
Wow.
So I don't know if other people have had the problem. My 6S does go from 30% to zero pretty quickly, but I checked the serial number, and it's not one that's, eligible to be recalled. But I think that's just a time issue. I mean, Patrick was saying, my 6 doesn't, the battery doesn't last very long. But it's like, can we expect a 6 that's at this point 3 years? I'm echoing.
No, I'm doing it. This is here. This is super hearing. So this will not work with wireless headphones, I'm sorry to say. But it turns on the microphone. And now, can you hear Megan really well?
Yeah, I can hear me and several
others of me.
Happy. At least it's free. Talk. It's got an equalizer. Fed up of boring voices. Fed up of boring voices around you? Auto-tune them into music with this filter. Okay, am I getting auto-tuned?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trapped in a well, Mike says.
I'm trapped in a well. That's here. I'm not sure that is a hearing aid replacement. And it won't, by the way, work with the AirPods.
Okay. So. Well, I'm glad we figured that out. Yeah. Anyway, I was saying something.
Drama. I know. I was just trying to distract you from. I got a call from Phil Schiller, and I was trying to distract you from this whole thing about running out of batteries.
Yes.
Whatever could that?
Yeah, mean? I know. Could we expect a 6 at this point? That's 3 years old, 4 years old.
Yes, it should work. That's the thing. Well, one of the things that really bothers me about technology in general, it's not just Apple, but everybody, but especially Apple with the iPad and the iPhone, they really are treated as disposable objects. You know, in my day, when you built a computer or you bought a computer, you could upgrade it. You had slots. You could put new hard drives in. There are plenty of computers 10 years old that are perfectly fine today. But these are not. These are really designed. And, you know, with a sealed battery like this, the battery's going to stop working in a couple of years. And even if the hardware doesn't become obsolete, they're going to make sure it's obsoleted by not offering iOS for it, you know, in just a few years. So, but Google does this too. It's the nature of the gadget business, and I'm sad about that.
That's true. Well, speaking of gadgets, we have a lot of them. We have the iPads, we have the iPhones, we have the Apple TVs at home. Everyone's streaming something in a different room. How does your Wi-Fi keep up?
Oh, I'll tell you, this is one of the things I did for my mom.
Oh.
I got her an Eero.
Lucky mom.
So mom and I communicate via FaceTime because I like to see her. She likes to see me. But she'll do a funny thing. And then she does it every time, and I haven't been able to talk her out of it. She'll get up and walk into the other room. Boom. FaceTime freezes. I've lost connectivity. I go, Mom, but she's not even hearing me anymore. Mom, go back by the router. What are you doing? So finally, I went out to visit my mom after Christmas, and I brought her Eeros. And I got to tell you, this is working great. She has a little studio out behind the house where she's a weaver and a painter and a silk screener, a knitter. She likes to go out there. She hasn't been going out there because she said, I can't take my iPad out there. So I put an Eero in the studio. I put an Eero by the router, put an Eero in the front room, and now she's got Wi-Fi blanketing her house. That's the whole idea of Eero. Eero is the best Wi-Fi in the world. It solves the problem of bad Wi-Fi. And, you know, thanks to the congestion in the Wi-Fi networks, I think everybody knows what I mean when I say bad Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi has really gone downhill. Eero solves that problem. It's a mesh system. Of course, they do all things right. It's automatic updates. They update frequently. They're protected with WPA2 encryption. You don't have to hide it. It looks great in your house. Customer support, and I've used it, is great. They really are helpful, and they care a lot. I was doing something probably not approved on by Eero. I was trying to run a server through my Eero. I called them, and they were great. They said, well, can you do this? They said, I'll hang on the line to see how it's going. They were very thoughtful. They called me back to make sure it all worked. I love them. So here's how it works. You're going to set up the Eero, connect the first Eero just like you do your router right now. We'll replace your Wi-Fi router. So you connect it up to your cable modem or whatever it is, and then just like a router. And then you launch the Eero app on your phone. And the app will help you place the other Eeros. You can buy one, or you can buy two or three. They sell them in packs or more. In our house, you know, we have a large house that's kind of one story, so it's very spread out. I ended up getting 5 Eeros in our house. And it's great. You just add a couple more. It's very easy to add them through the app. It all works together. They just introduced TrueMesh, which is this is what I love about Eero. They've upgraded the software now to 2.0. It's the next generation of wireless mesh technology, increased speed, performance, reliability, and they did that automatically. It just happened. The other thing I love about it, parental controls. So you can see everything that's connected to your Eero. Do you see that? Well, go back one screen. So we're looking at the screens right now. That's the Eero app on the right there. And it does a bandwidth test, which is really handy. So you know how your bandwidth's been doing. It waits until nobody's on, you know, using it, and then does a bandwidth test. Right below it, you see the number 12. That's the number of the connected devices. And then below that, you see each Eero, and you can get the status. It's got a green ring around it. It means it's working. The Wi-Fi devices is nice, though, because you can assign names to every device on your network and an owner. So I went through, and I said, that's Michael's, our son's iPhone. That's Michael's iPad. That's Michael's computer. That's Michael's other computer. That's Michael's laptop. He's a little wired. And yeah. I assigned them all, and now I can pause it. I could just say, pause Michael's Wi-Fi. I can even do it with my Amazon Echo because it works with Eero. So I can say, pause Michael's Wi-Fi. It's time for bed, Michael. And he goes to bed because he's not online anymore. That's awesome.
That is great.
By the way, people ask me, well, can't he just say, hey, Echo, unpause Michael's Wi-Fi? No, you have to go into the app to unpause. You have to log into the app to unpause it.
That's smart.
You're going to see up to 2 times the LAN speed between Eeros now to this, thanks to this TrueMesh, and it makes it even more expandable so you can add even more Eeros. I just think these guys are knocking it out of the park. They created this whole category. And, you know, Apple's decided not to make the AirPort anymore. And I think it's because Eero's got it. Mm-hmm. This is the Apple-iest of products. It just works. The design is great. It's easy to use. But you sacrifice no power. I was able to easily port forward to a server, assign a dedicated IP address to the server so I don't have to worry about it getting new addresses. It actually works really well with Eero. It's very sophisticated. We've partnered with Eero to provide free overnight shipping. If you want to get an Eero, and I highly encourage it, EERO.com, EERO.com. Select overnight shipping and use the code iOS today, and they'll boop, give it to you for free. Look, this if you're still using a router that's a couple of years old, you're not using the latest and greatest. You need Eero. It automatically goes between 2.4 and 5 gigahertz, does that all transparently. There's one SSID in your whole house, so you don't have to worry about changing the connection when you get to the other room. It just does it. It's just transparent. Eero, EERO.com. So I should call you and see if you can still hear me with my panda hat on.
Yes, you should. So we're wearing caps, just so I'm wearing this cap just so I can say beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
R2-D2 hat. That was made for me by a listener.
That's so sweet. I've gotten to wear this one before. I really love it. We're wearing it because app caps are the time in the show where we wear caps and talk about our favorite apps.
App cap time.
App cap time.
So as always, you should start because you are the smart one in it.
You're
a gorgeous creature.
Thank you. Do you like...
And witty and bright.
You know who else is witty? Louis C.K. Are you a fan of Louis C.K.?
I am. He has an app.
He has an app.
Isn't that great?
It's brand new. And it's mostly for buying stuff, tickets to his shows.
Oh, but also Pete and Ernie or whatever that show is.
Or Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete.
Buying stuff, like buying his shows to
But
watch.
That's great.
Yes. But there is an intro that is hilarious.
Probably a little too adult.
It's not,
for us.
But you got to download the app just for the intro. Okay. Let's see if I can actually get it
restart
back.
Restart
it. It went away. It's perfect because Louis doesn't love the technology. He doesn't love the iPhones. And
I love Louis.
You only get it once.
Well, just download the app. It's free, right?
So
what is it called? Wait a minute. Go back to that menu. FAQ. He's got an FAQ stupid. What?
Just stupid stuff.
It's stupid. Like, this is where he puts the stupid stuff.
Yeah, FAQ and other stupid stuff. And it's pretty funny. The whole app is...
It's really got his style and sense of
humor. Yes. Yeah. And so you really have to download it just to watch the intro. Just trust me because it's free. And he also writes things that you can read, which is great. And you'll get notified whenever new things are coming or whenever the tour comes or anything like that. And have you watched Horace and Pete?
I have. I love it.
That is next because now you don't have to pay for it anymore.
What?
You can get it on Hulu.
Thanks, Louis.
Did you pay $30.99?
Yeah.
It was probably worth it.
It was worth it. It's $2 an episode.
Yeah. Well, I love this because he just sort of released it at a random time. He didn't do any promotion.
And great
promotion.
People. Steve Buscemi is in it. And
Jessica Lange. Alan Alda.
Alda is really great in it because he's completely foul. It's, by the way, very adult. He's completely potty mouth. And it's so funny to see Alan Alda swear up a blue streak. It is really good. It's Louis' style of comedy.
It's dark.
It's dark.
Depressing.
If you're not, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're a Louis C.K. fan. Let's put it that way. And if you don't know if you're a Louis C.K. fan, watch his shows or his stand-up before you do because it's not only very adult, it's a little dark. He's very honest. He's brutally honest. Mm-hmm. And I like that, but it's not for everybody.
It's true.
He does look like Jim Cramer, doesn't he?
And he's been big on, hey, you like my content? Why don't you pay for it kind of thing? You know,
he's
so he makes
reinvented
it easy.
This.
Yeah.
He did that with a comedy show. He said, I could go to HBO. Of course I could. But I think I'm going to do it. Sell it direct to you, mm-hmm. And I really celebrate that and honor. And I think that's fantastic. So
this is my app of the week. Definitely, I'm sorry we couldn't show a little bit of the intro because it's beautiful.
It's hilarious. I see. Hilarious. But then just everybody should download it, and then you'll. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like Louis C.K.'s humor, then I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Let me show you. My app is not one app. It's many apps. It's a category of apps, frankly. And this also comes from my mom. I did a tech remodel when I went out to Providence. You know, I don't get out there enough, but I like to get her set up. I got her a couple of Amazon Dots. She loves, by the way. I was a little nervous because 84 years old, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if she'd take to it or not. She's pretty techy. She has, you know, iPad and iPhone. She loves her iPad and iPhone. She has a couple of Macs. I gave her my MacBook. She said my Mac, she's got a 2008 MacBook. It was really slow. And I thought, well, I might be able to, you know, reformat the drive and rebuild it. But, you know, I brought my MacBook with me. That was my traveling thing. I said, Mom, see if you like this. It's thin, it's light, got a great screen. She loved it.
With the touch bar? The one with the touch bar?
No. No, that's why I gave her my MacBook. It's the thin MacBook.
Oh.
Because I have the new one with the touch bar. And as much as I don't like the touch bar, I'm probably going to be using that more than the MacBook. Mm-hmm. So I gave her the MacBook. She loves that. I gave her Amazon Dot, and she took to it quite well right away. But one of the things that's concerning when you're 84 and you live in the snow, as she does in Rhode Island, is food. You know, my sister lives nearby and drives to the grocery store once a week, but Mom's getting on where she doesn't really want to cook that much. She's been doing a lot of smoothies in the blender. And I think even her doctor says, yeah, you ought to be eating some real food once in a while. I set her up with a food app. And this is the one I chose because it worked very well in Rhode Island. Where she, I don't want to show her address because I don't want people to go to her house. Let's use a different one here. Let's do one Wells, Maine. We're going to go to Maine. There are no participating. So this is why it's a category of apps. So this one was Foodler, but they all work roughly the same. They show you restaurants in your area. Let me go back to Mom. But we how can we do this without showing her address? Let me do a different address. I know what I'll do. I'll do my childhood home. You could go there, but I don't live there anymore. So whoever lives there, don't bother them. So. This is my childhood home. And so you see, in this area, this is great. There's a ton of restaurants and a lot of different kinds of food. And the way it works is you attach a credit card to it. So I said, Mom, don't even think about whether it's going to cost you money, about the tip. That's another thing that bothers her. She's not sure, well, do I tip the guy who delivers it? How much should I tip him? I said, Mom, it's all in there. It's all done. You get the menu online. You choose what you want. I'm going to have jalapeno poppers. She's big on the jalapeno poppers.
Who isn't?
Homemade meatballs. That sounds good. She ordered last night, the big storm came in. Greek salad with chicken. Let's get that. Storm came in, and she got a bunch of Chinese food, more than she would eat in one meal. And she said, I'm just going to put it in the refrigerator, and I'll have something to eat. And then so once you get it all ordered, it goes in your cart. You can have notifications, which is nice. So it'll notify you when the driver arrives at the restaurant, when the food is ready, when he's on his way. So she's even got warning. He's coming to the door. The driver is almost there. He's out front. Once you've got the order in, you just say, check out. The tip is handled. There's a restaurant delivery fee. In this case, $1. That's nothing.
$1 for delivery?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I love this. And
you should send food to your childhood home just in case anyone does go.
I might send food to my $50 worth of food to my childhood home. They will really wonder, why are we getting this? By the way, you can say, please provide chopsticks or no MSG, that kind of thing. And it will just automatically happen. And now, the reason I say this is a category is it's going to vary depending where you are. In our area, Foodler has nothing. But there are many categories like this. Yelp has one. This is called Eat 24. Yelp is really great. Let's see if it has any restaurants in it.
Ordered some food from Yelp Eat 24 recently. I can't remember some time.
So
food.
Look at these are all the places. Now there's a lot of pizza places. I don't know why, but maybe people like pizza. But here's a Japanese Kabuki's a great Japanese restaurant.
Maybe people
here's
like
Indian
pizza.
Food. Maybe people. I don't know. Maybe do people like pizza?
Do you know any real people? Yeah.
In my neck of the woods, we really don't eat much pizza. Falafel House. Love falafel. So there's plenty of places to choose from. So that's Eat24 is another one. There's Grubhub, which is also a very well-known. There's a lot of these. I should say there's probably several dozen if you search on the App Store for food delivery. So the only reason I'm not recommending one in particular is because it really depends on where you are before you choose one. In almost every case, though, you can attach a credit card to it. They'll automatically add a tip. You usually can specify 10, 20, 15, how many percent tip you want to add. The driver comes. In every case that I've used of these, they come quickly and they deliver it with a cheerful smile. You don't have to give them a penny. They just say, here's your food. And, you know, for yourself or for an elder, this is a really great solution. Mom is thrilled. She says, oh, don't worry. I won't use it too much. I said, Mom, use it all you want. I'm thrilled to be able to buy you dinner and I'm not there. That's wonderful. So I got her Foodler. Grubhub's a very popular one. Postmates is a popular one. What was the other one I mentioned? Oh, Eat24, that's the one you've used. Every area has a ton of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a local one. One of our taxi cab companies here, the Petaluma Food Taxi, they had drivers sitting around. They said, well, you know, we could be doing this. So we use Petaluma Food Taxi. That's another one you can use.
You know what else I like about it? Sometimes when you're ordering for a bunch of people and it's just confusing and everyone's shouting and you're on the phone, especially if it's someone who's
not speaking
English and you're just like trying to explain what you want, being able to see it all on there.
I love doing it online. Okay. And when I order pheasant under glass, I find it's really quick and easy. Sometimes they'll even provide gold utensils if you ask them.
So you got your mom Eras, you got her Echoes, you got her Foodler. Maybe she would also like the Louis C.K. app. Would she like to?
No. Actually, no. You know what? Mom loves Louis C.K. Mom has a wicked sense of humor. And she's very hip and very with it. So, but I have to say the Dot worked really well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're inexpensive. They're $50 mm-hmm. now. She already had powered speakers I had given to her some years ago. So she just connected it to those. She's put one in her bedroom, one in the studio. And now, thanks to Eero, she's got Wi-Fi out in the studio. And she will listen to books. She will listen to music. She can do all sorts of things. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'll have to figure this out, if she could order food that way.
Probably.
That'd be interesting. You certainly buy stuff on Amazon.
I'm sure they've made deals with a few of those.
That's a good... You know what? I'm going to see if I can... Because wouldn't that be great? You could say, hey, Echo, I'd like a large pizza with pepperoni and sausage.
Mm. Shh.
No, I didn't say the A word,
well,
by the way.
Well, that is my word.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't help you there.
Well, I made it that word because most people say the other word.
Well, you heard about the TV station in San Diego that ordered a bunch of dollhouses. Although I think that's apocryphal because I checked. And by default, unless you turn it off, you have to give it a four-digit code every time you buy something. Mm-hmm. Right?
Every time?
Yep. I do. And I think that's the default. I know it's the default. So, I mean, you could turn that off, and some people have turned that off. But don't turn it off, because then your six-year-old will order
cookies
and dollhouses.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was what I was going to say. Like, next time I accidentally order six boxes
put it on my
cookies.
Account. Why not?
You could also listen to us on your Echo, of course, every week.
Yes, we have our
every
flash.
Every day.
You
every
could add us to your flash
day.
Briefing. Monday through Friday, it's Megan and Jason in Tech News Today. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, it's the new screensaver. Sunday, it's Twit. Just go into your, I'm going to say the Echo app, although it's named the A app, mm-hmm. right? Go into your app and go to the flash briefing. And if you search for Twit, you can find the Twit mm-hmm. Flash briefing. I use flash briefing every morning.
I do too.
I hear you every morning.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you can listen to audiobooks and they're the same on your phone. And
isn't that
you can
great?
Just turn it on. It is amazing.
Yeah.
We are now a four Echo households.
You see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You see how that happens?
Mm-hmm.
They start to proliferate like tribbles.
Mm-hmm. They do. Speaking of tribbles, we're done.
Well, there you have it. Why are you wearing a tribble on your head? I don't know. We do the show every Monday, 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, 21:30 UTC. I'd love for you to stop by and watch. Join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. But if you can't, on-demand audio and video is always available at the website, twit.tv/iOS, or in your favorite podcast app. Now, if you want to ask a question on the show, you can call us.
Mm-hmm. You can call
us. I should have memorized the number last week because I had that opportunity.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
757-504-iPad.
757-504-iPad. But as I told, now did it work? Because I told them last week, 30 seconds or less, please, because we're not going to play a 5-minute mm-hmm. call. Or you could, by the way, you could record something on YouTube and email it to Megan at twit.tv.
Mm-hmm.
But in all cases, same rules, 30 seconds or less. start with your first name only and the city you're calling from or recording at or whatever it is. And that way we would love to put more of you on the air, but we
got
hear from you.
We got a voicemail, but I wasn't sure I knew the answer. So we'll do some more research.
Oh, I saw your text. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Okay. I should have responded to your text.
Well, if anybody knows how to mash up two songs, then we can play that voicemail next week.
Yeah, an app is looking for an app that would take two songs and make a mashup. I wasn't even sure how you would do that.
Mm-hmm. So tweet that at us. I'm at Megan Maroney. You can tweet at me if you have an answer.
You can tweet at me, but you won't get anything.
No.
You get crickets. Nothing. Nothing.
I know. That's the other thing. Do people use Twitter anymore? Do people eat pizza? What do the people do?
I don't know, but I'm off to Santo Domingo to my state where we raise custom bananas shaped like Cuban cigars. They're fabulous. Mm-hmm.
And they all look like all those pictures in the house app.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my house.
All right. Oh, and the Twit store. We should mention the Twit store.
Oh, yeah, we got one
store. Lots of great shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and you know, you can't get all the designs all the time, so you got to check back often, early and often, to get the shirt that you want.
Yeah, there's some great stuff there. We're adding more all the time.
All the time.
What is the address?
Twit.tv/store.
Twit.2. Or twit.tv.
TV. Did I say twit.2?
Well, no, you said twit.tv. I said twit.2. Well, I think
it's twit.tv.
Brian, help. twit.tv/store.
Oh, and mugs.
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 Get your mug on TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time
on iOS Today.